This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden introduced his economic team on Tuesday. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The team is going to get started in the midst of a pandemic.
Times are tough, but I want you to know that help is on the way.
In Wilmington, Delaware, the president-elect said his choice to be Treasury Secretary is Janet Yellen.
She'll be the first Treasury Secretary who was also chair of the Federal Reserve, vice chair of the Federal Reserve, and chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisers.
Yellen's goal is to build the economy back better than before.
To rebuild our infrastructure and create better jobs. To invest in our workforce. To advance racial equity and make sure the economic recovery includes everyone.
Neera Tanden is the Biden choice to run the White House Budget Office. Some Senate Republicans have criticized the nomination. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr says the Justice Department has not uncovered evidence of widespread voter fraud and has seen nothing that would change the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. In an interview with the Associated Press, Barr said U.S. attorneys and FBI agents have been working diligently to follow up on specific complaints and information they've received, but they've uncovered no evidence that would change the outcome of the election. Iran's parliament has approved legislation that would suspend United Nations inspections of the country's nuclear facilities if oil and banking sanctions are not lifted. The measure approved Tuesday would also require the government to increase its uranium enrichment if European signatories to the 2015 nuclear agreement fail to provide sanctions relief. Parliament passed the bill in response to Friday's killing of Iran's top nuclear scientists. The legislation must also be approved by the Guardian Council and Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations is pleading with Ethiopia to allow aid to raid refugee camps in Tigray, where nearly 100,000 people from neighboring Eritrea are thought to have run out of food. At a news briefing, the UNHCR's Babar Balak says Ethiopia should give urgent access so teams can reach the refugees in the region.
Our concerns are growing by the hour. The camps will now have run out of food supplies, making hunger and malnutrition a real danger.
Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed ordered troops into Tigray on November 4th. He claimed victory on Saturday. Thousands have died so far, and tens of thousands have fled into neighboring Sudan. Members of a U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Advisory Committee are meeting today to determine who should get inoculated first against the coronavirus once a vaccine receives final approval. The committee's chairman, Dr. Jose Romero, told CNN the group wants to inform the public about his recommendation before a decision is announced by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The FDA is considering an emergency request from Pfizer to authorize the use of its vaccine. Moderna said Monday it would also apply for emergency use authorization of its vaccine. This comes as U.S. health officials worry the coronavirus outbreak is going to get much worse because of Thanksgiving holiday gatherings. AP's Rita Foley reports.
The U.S. now averages more than 170,000 new COVID-19 cases a day. And Dr. Anthony Fauci warns we're not even seeing the effects of the Thanksgiving holiday gatherings immediately.
You see the difference 2 or 3 weeks from now, which would put it right at the time that people would be traveling for Christmas.
Dr. Laura Foreman is the chief of emergency medicine at Kent Hospital in Providence, Rhode Island. She says her staff can't handle any more COVID-19 patients.
I'm very disappointed that we've come to this place. COVID is a preventable disease. People would wear masks and stay distance and stay safe and stay home. We wouldn't be in a pandemic.
She spoke to WLNE-TV. I'm Rita Foley.
China has announced its robot probe launched to return lunar rocks to Earth has landed on the moon. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The official China news agency says the Chang'e 5 probe has successfully landed on the moon in the pre-selected landing area. The one-sentence report gave no more details, though. Plans call for the robot lander to drill into the lunar surface and load over 4 pounds of rocks and debris into an orbiting vehicle and return them to Earth for analysis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.